Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. A couple of birthdays today, which are important, I think. Buddy Montgomery, to start. Born in Indianapolis this date, 1930. Played the piano, played the vibes. Was in a band called The Master Sound. Some of you might remember that group. And in association with his own brothers, of course called the Montgomery Brothers. And that's where we start. Pacific Jazz Records in L.A., 1958. Wes on guitar, Monk on electric string bass, Buddy piano. Their good buddy, Pony Poindexter, playing the alto, and the great drummer, Louis Hayes. And to start things off, happy birthday to Buddy Montgomery. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Montgomery Brothers, on this date, celebrating here, Buddy Montgomery's birthday, born in Indianapolis, 1930, and playing the piano there, Pacific Jazz Records, Los Angeles, 1958, Monk's Shop, written by Wes, Summertime by George Gershwin, Falling in Love with Love by Richard Rodgers, and Rainy, composed by Wes. Wes playing guitar, Monk on electric bass, Buddy piano, Pony Poindexter on alto saxophone, Louis Hayes playing the drums. I'll be getting to the master sounds a little later, so you might hear Buddy playing the vibes. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Wing Luke Museum, celebrating the Lunar New Year with the Lion Dance in Seattle's International District, Saturday, February 5th, with family-friendly tours, a Year of the Rabbit coloring contest, and more. Information at wingluke.org.
I keep getting calls from listeners, and I thank you for that, asking me, among other things, when is the El Melicon going to happen again? They've gone down there and had such a great time. And that's tonight. Advanced publicity here from 6 until 8:30 at the El Malecon. You will be able to hear the full Circle Jazz Ensemble, or if you want to translate that into Bob Hammer's Octet Tentet, with guests always. And a wonderful time had by many. I keep getting email and telephone calls. People say, what a great time. And the food, Mexican cuisine. Where is it? Post Alley and Seneca. Downtown Seattle. Post Alley and Seneca. El Malecon. 6 o'clock to 8:30 tonight. And I've said it before, and I'll keep saying it, because some of these things are going to go away if you don't go and participate. That's right, and spend a little money, because if you get the money out there, then that person's going to take the money and put it someplace else. And that works. It really does. Plus, you have an ensemble of artists, and you can talk to them about the music, tell them how much you appreciate it, ask them questions about themselves. Real live artists. El Malecon. 6 to 8:30. And if you need a phone number, give me a call here on the 1-800-677-5758 line. And I'll be happy to give that to you. That's tonight. And all you people have gone there. And they provide, you know, a space for you. You can take some friends. Let's go to Nashville now. 1953, this is Christine Kittrell.
Better crawl out of sight. Found me a new
I wish I could tell you more about that band, but Christine Kittrell was singing in Nashville 1953 for Republic Records. Evil-Eyed Woman and Snake in the Grass. And there's some references to some of the people, but it's just kind of guesswork. But she's there. Nashville, 1953, Christine Kittrell. Earl Hines now, born in Duquesne, if I remember correctly, that's outside of Pittsburgh. On the outskirts of. And I'm gonna chase Blues in Thirds, also called Caution Blues. He's with Sidney Bechet to begin with, 1940 in Chicago for Victor Records. Bechet playing his clarinet and Hines on piano, Baby Dodds. Warren Baby Dodds on drums. And this is, Blues in Thirds, written by Earl Hines. couple of places for Earl Hines and his composition Blues in Thirds, also called Caution Blues. First, with Sidney Bechet in 1940, and also Warren Baby Dodds on drums and Bechet on clarinet, for Victor in Blues in Thirds, the then 1928 in Chicago, and Caution Blues, which would be, as I said, later on, Blues in Thirds. I want to stay with Hines at that date in 1928, because the flip side of the record, he does a Monday date, also by him. And I'll chase that with 6 months before, he, Earl Hines, had recorded a Monday date with Louis Armstrong in his Hot Five.
Let us in on some of that good music, Pops.
Well, come on, yeah, let's get together then.
Well, all right, tune up, boys. Now, is that all right? Is that all right?
That sounds pretty good.
Yes, that sounds pretty good. I bet if you had a half a pint of Miss Cersei's gin, you wouldn't say that sound pretty good. Well, anyhow, we're going to play anyway. Say, come on, Zooty, whip them cymbals, Pops. Thank you. forget our Monday day that you promised me last Tuesday. I have found a cozy place, so please phone me at noonday. But remember September, when the preacher says we'll build a coup forever and ever. Have to make a Monday day for any day we'll.
Monday Dates, written by pianist Earl Hines, and first heard here, 1928, December, solo piano, and then June 1928, when Hines was with Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five, and that version, Armstrong singing and playing the trumpet, Fred Robinson trombone, Jimmy Strong clarinet, Hines piano, Mansi Kara banjo, and Zooty Singleton playing the drums. And finally, for a Monday date, which he called here My Monday Date, 1956, for Fantasy, Earl Hines. Earl Hines for Fantasy Records, 1956, December of that year. And his Monday date, solo piano. This is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Fisher family of companies. Fisher has carefully collected a small group of companies, each concentrated in a specialty of plumbing, heating, or router services. Combined today, they offer synergy among all services offered. Info online at fischerplumbing.com.
Langley Chamber of Commerce, producers of Murder Most Prescribed, the 27th annual Langley Mystery Weekend, February 26th and 27th on Whidbey Island. Info on planning a mystery getaway or more about the Langley experience and town events at visitlangley.com.
I mentioned specifically December of 1956 for Earl Hines' performance there of Monday date. And he did a blues for Art Tatum on the Fantasy record, and I'm going to play that now. Tatum had died less than a month before Hines did that record. Tatum died in very early November of 1956, the great pianist. And Hines, equally great, made reference to him with this.
Thank you.
Hines and Blues for Art Tatum, 1956, for Fantasy Records. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Outside of That was written by Clarence Williams and Joe Trent. We'll hear two versions. Lil Green in Chicago, 1947, and then the original with the composer at the piano and the singer, Esther Bijou.
The meanest man in the land, but his love to me is strictly grand. His kiss just lingers on my lips and thrills me to my fingertips. People say I'm a fool. My man is heartless and oh so cruel. But outside of that, he's all right with me. Outside of that, he's sweet as he can be. I love him as true as stars above. He beats me up, but how he can love. I never loved like that all the days I've been gone. I said for fun, I don't want you no more. When I said that, I made sweet Papa sore.
For fun, I don't want you no more. And I say that I made sweet Papa so, he got right so. He blacked my eyes, I couldn't see, then he pawned the things that he gave to me. But outside of that, he's all right with me.
Outside of that, composed by Clarence Williams and Joe Trent, performed first by Lil Green in Chicago, 1947. Piano, Roy Parker behind her and her little band for Victor Records. And then the original with Esther Bijou, 1923 for OK Records with the composer Clarence Williams at the piano, and outside of that, he's all right with me. Lil Green and Clarence Williams. Wardell Gray, let's go to L.A. now. 1952, Wardell Gray with his tenor sax and what he called the L.A. Stars for Prestige Records. Art Farmer trumpet and Wardell on tenor. Hampton Hawes on piano. Harper Crosby, string bass, Lawrence Marable on drums. And if you hear the congas, it's Bob Collier. Thank you.
kissing. Oh, what I've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? The night is cold and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my own. Got a moon above me, but no one to love me. Love a man, oh, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance can be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet, and you'll dry all my tears, then whisper sweet little things in my ears, hugging and a kissing. Oh, what we've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? You'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet, and you'll dry all my tears, then whisper sweet little things in my ears, a hugging and a kissing. Oh, what we've been missing. Love a man. Where can you be?
Wardell Gray started that set in L.A., 1952, Farmer's Market, written by Art Farmer, who was playing trumpet. Wardell on tenor, Hampton Hawes playing piano, Harper Crosby string bass, Lawrence Marrable drums, and Bob Collier conga drums. And then Loverman, Roger Ram Ramirez, a fine pianist and composer, did that. And Jimmy Davis, Jimmy Sherman, did the lyric. And so we might hear that lyric, Billie Holiday, 1944 for Decca Records and Toots Camarada. His arrangement and his orchestra, excuse me, his orchestra of the performance of Loverman. Wardell Gray and Billie Holiday, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Langley Chamber of Commerce, producers of Murder Most Prescribed, the 27th annual Langley Mystery Weekend, February 26th and 27th on Whidbey Island. Info on planning a mystery getaway or more about the Langley experience and town events at visitlangley.com.
Somewhat near the beginning of the program, I mentioned about El Malecon being on tonight and had several calls of people who wanted to get the phone number and talk about it. And that means the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, Bob Hammer's Octet, Tentet, special guests. And it's a wonderful occasion. It's a time when you can actually go out and see artists doing their work. Very special occasion. And El Malecon is at Post Alley and Seneca. And the performance there tonight starts at 6 and goes until 8:30. And I recommend it highly. Mexican cuisine, a wonderfully warm place. People have called me. I've been talking about this for quite a few months now because the response has been so great. I get nothing for this. If you think I'm getting paid, I'm not. I don't want to get paid. My purpose is to further the art. That's it, in a nutshell, underlined. And it gives you a chance to get out. You get exercise and dance and sing and have a great time. 6:30 to 8:30, Post Alley and Seneca. If you need the phone number to ask if they got a table for 25, give me a call, 1-800-677-5758. And that's toll-free. And the idea of money, I keep talking about it, but it gets things going. The blood of the money gets to start going through the veins again so we can help out the country, not just ourselves. El Malecon, Post Alley, and Seneca, the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble. Bob Hammer's work of arranging, others' work of arranging, and he puts it together for the musician to play. Great fun. All right. I started also with the birthday today for Buddy Montgomery. And I played the Montgomery Brothers in Los Angeles 1958 with Buddy playing piano. And I said later on, which is right now, I play the master sounds where he has a chance to play the vibes. Richie Crabtree is going to play the piano and Buddy will be vibes. Monk, again, here his brother playing the bass. And Benny Barth playing the drums. 1957 in Los Angeles for World Pacific Records.
Thank you.
the Master Sounds, and that's because it's the birthday of the vibraphonist there, Buddy Montgomery. In Los Angeles, 1957, World Pacific Records, Richie Crabtree piano and Buddy on vibes and Monk on Montgomery on bass and Benny Barth on drums. Un Poco Loco by Bud Powell, West of Tune by Wes Montgomery, and If I Should Lose You by the master Ralph Ranger. Buddy born in Indianapolis in 1930. And he provided a lot of great sounds with his brothers and then with the Master Sounds. And I've had some calls. People say, yeah, I remember I saw those guys. That's right. Getting out and seeing people. Helping them along and they'll help you. It's good for your mind, too, you know, not just your body walking around. All right. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoon. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
BECU, a not-for-profit credit union that serves over 500,000 members with locations throughout Puget Sound. Anyone in Washington can join. More information is available by visiting BECU.org. BECU, it's more than just money.
And now for your enjoyment, or if you've pushed the furniture back, you can dance to this. This is Austin Powell, Jimi Henderson, Ernie Price, and Chuck Barksdale.
Now, will you dig at that, the captain station down the street?
How about the patent leather shoes on both of his feet?
And if you dig at that, a look of that is in his eyes.
And now you know that a caddy of a solid fly.
Girl, be wearful. Look who's coming down the avenue. Girl, be careful. He'll take advantage of you. Here comes that killer dilla man from the south, man, yeah. That jumping jitterbug from Tennessee.
Now he dances so divinely. Da-da-da-da, the devil into the jazz. He's got that moonlight and magnolia.
Look in his eyes.
Oh, Baba do the sweet
dilla man from the south, man, yeah.
With this he's driving for some melody.
He'll kiss them and he'll praise them. It's crime the way he slays them. That killer dilla man from the south. He'll kill some and he'll praise them.
Boy, it's a crime the way he slays them.
The killing little man from the south. The cooks and the butlers have a night of the week to put their heads together. Cheek to cheek, boy. All black and tan swinging high and low. Evening swing, a doodly wave, oh, things get good about a half past two. The king and the heel together, doom to Susie Q.
Boy, that's one night that we ain't blue.
Thursday evening swing, I've been playing the Georgia swing. Lordy, how'd it really rise? Harlem to Central
and up and down the coast. Swing it high and wide, I'm doing the wave-o. Big shots and dots, I'm going to the town. The boot blacks and porters are talking on down. Boy, you see some Chester Kings are going around. Thursday evening, we
fiddle, and that's where it stops. It's just so that they could rhyme with high diddle diddle. Bluebird Records, 1939. Killer Diller from the South by Leon Rene. And two by Austin Powell. Thursday Evening Swing and Public Jitterbug, number one. Austin Powell, vocal and guitar. Jimi Henderson, guitar and vocal. Ernie Price, tipple and vocal. And Chuck Barksdale on string bass and vocal. All right. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Virginia Mason Medical Center and its 500 physicians and scientists, all working to transform healthcare while providing quality care and advancing patient safety. Online at virginiamason.org.
Okay, let's get that up there where I can hear myself and you can hear me too. I mentioned a couple birthdays today. Buddy Montgomery, we did, and Roy Eldridge now, trumpet player. If he was alive, he'd be 100 years old today, born the 30th of January, 1911, in Pittsburgh. And several things for him to perform for you here. I'd like to go to a session at Birdland, the wonderful jazz spot in New York, 1952. Roy is playing his trumpet with Coleman Hawkins Quintet. Hawkins, of course, on tenor. Young Horace Silver here to play the piano for you. Dylan Curley Russell on bass and Art Blakey on the drums. And a birthday for Roy Eldridge.
How about some live music for a full hour? From the stage of Birdland, Broadway at 52nd Street, it's the Birdland Show. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. From the stage of Birdland, Broadway and 52nd Street, once again, welcome to the live portion of the Birdland Show. We'll be on from now until 1 o'clock and back to records after 1. And for the first part of the show this morning, Coleman Hawkins and the All-Stars, our current headline group in Birdland, beginning with Disorder at the Border. Thank you. the border to get things going on this morning's Birdland show from Broadway and 52nd Street, something that happens each Friday night, midnight until 1 o'clock, the other 41 hours a week. We are on records. It's Coleman Hawkins for the first part of the show this morning. Before we get on with music, I think you know most of the guys in the band. If you heard that trumpet, you know it's Little Jazz, Roy Eldridge. Roy Eldridge, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, at the piano is Horace Silver. With Dylan, Curly Russell on bass. My man Art Blakey back there on drums. Art? This man playing the tenor, I think you may have heard of him. His name is Coleman Hawkins. We got ourselves a nice swinging start for this morning. Hawk, what do you say we slow down just a bit? The real pretty thing that you do, it's called Blue Room, okay? All right, here we go. Sudanese, as well as Arthur Prysock, a guy with a great big voice. I think you're going to like him if you haven't heard him before. We'll be here until 1 o'clock with live music, and then after that back to records at the ABC studio, as we are every other night of the week. I'd like to remind you that each Monday is jazz session night here in Birdland when the regular show is off. And this coming Monday, it'll be Howard McGhee and the Sextet. Along with Howard's group, you'll find the Tyree Glenn Quintet, which will become a sextet when our producer, Bill Demarest, sits in. Oh, Willie, Wailing Willie. Right now, let's play another one by Hawk, huh? Coleman Hawkins, the guys with Stuffy. Thank you. Thank you very much, Coleman Hawkins and the group. Our current star in Birdland, the Hawk, with Roy Eldridge, Horace Silver, Curly Russell, and Art Blakey.
And there you have it, Roy Eldridge. Today, his birthday, 30th of January, 1930, he was born in Pittsburgh. And there, 1952, Birdland in New York City. Spotlight Records put that out. It's number 121. And they did a lot of stuff like that, and we're happy to have them. As I said, if Eldridge was alive today, he'd be 100 years old. There, as announced, with Coleman Hawkins Quintet, Hawk on tenor, Horace Silver piano, Curly Russell bass, Art Blakey on drums, Disorder at the Border, a blues put together by Hawkins and Eldridge, The Blue Room by Richard Rodgers, and Stuffy by Hawk, kind of based on I Got Rhythm, I think, with a different bridge part. Nevertheless, Roy Eldridge, we're going to continue with him. But first, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. In 1960, Charlie Mingus, the great bass player, hired Roy Eldridge to join with him and with Jimmy Nepper's trombone and Eric Dolphy's alto saxophone and Tommy Flanagan's piano and Joe Jones, the great bassy drummer, to play drums in the band. And this was Candid Records stuff that came out on Candid LP. And Mosaic, thank goodness, early on put out the complete Candid recordings of Charles Mingus. And I think it's long out of print, but once in a while you can see one for sale someplace. And it's certainly worth it. Roy Eldridge with Charlie Mingus, 1960. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Roy Eldridge's birthday, and you just heard him play his trumpet in 1960 as part of an ensemble put together by bassist Charlie Mingus. We heard Body and Soul by Johnny Green and Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams by Harry Barris. Eldridge on trumpet, Jimmy Knepper trombone, Eric Dolphy playing alto, Tommy Flanagan piano, Mingus bass, and Joe Jones on the drums. I've got one more from that band, a blues called Me and You. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Evergreen State College in Olympia, a four-year public institution that offers interdisciplinary theme-based classes in the arts and sciences, challenging students to custom design their education to support personal and career goals. On the web at evergreen.edu. The Evergreen State College in Olympia, a four-year public institution that offers interdisciplinary theme-based classes in the arts and sciences, challenging students to custom design their education to support personal and career goals. On the web at evergreen.edu.
His birthday today, born 1930 in Pittsburgh, and there 1960, with Charlie Mingus bass, Tommy Flanagan piano, Joe Jones on the drums, and a blues called Me and You. Interesting to hear Joe Jones playing in a small band like that, doing what he did with Basie for so many years, listening very carefully what was going on. Roy Eldridge. In 1955, Eldridge was recorded by Norman Granz in L.A. with Art Tatum at the piano, Alvin Stoller on drums, and John Simmons on the bass. Roy Eldridge, Roy Eldridge in Los Angeles, 1955, with Art Tatum on piano, John Simmons bass, Alvin Stoller on drums. Moon Song, written by Artie Johnston and Sam Coslow, and I Surrender Dear by Harry Barris and Gordon Clifford. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Whidbey Island Center for the Arts, presenting the West Coast premiere of Teresa Rebeck's comedy, The Understudy. A look at the hardest-working artist in the biz, The Understudy, directed by Vito Zingarelli, February 11th through 26th. Information at WICAonline.com.
And finally, with the birthday celebration of Roy Eldridge, I'd like to put him with Oscar Peterson in Los Angeles, 1974. Thank you. Roy Eldridge and Oscar Peterson in Los Angeles, 1974, for Norman Grant's Pablo label. Little Jazz, written for Eldridge by Buster Harding when they were both working for Artie Shaw, and The Way You Look Tonight by Jerome Kern. You're listening to 88.5 KVLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.